It was a mid-February press briefing, and Governor Andrew Cuomo was on the defensive about his handling of nursing homes.
I want to clarify facts on the nursing homes.
Specifically, the cover-up of the number of nursing home residents to die of COVID-19 in hospitals.
In retrospect, we should have prioritized providing more information.
But Cuomo also, for the first time, says he believes the state should decide how much nursing homes can profit.
If you're a for-profit nursing home, I believe it should be mandated how much you put back into the facility and how much profit you can make.
Cuomo's profit cap, later included as an amendment to his 2021 budget proposal, would mandate nursing homes put at least 70% of their revenue towards caring for residents.
The bill is passed.
Both the Senate and Assembly have since passed their own separate versions of the profit cap, and the two sides will need to come to an agreement if the legislation will become law. But both bills would mandate at least 70% of revenue go towards care. Richard Gottfried, a Manhattan Democrat and sponsor of the Assembly version, defended the bill on the floor in March.
We looked at the spending on these pieces of a nursing home's budget, and there are a lot of nursing homes that spend a lot more than 70% on what this bill calls for. They're the better nursing homes. And the really bad nursing homes that you and your family, you wouldn't want them anywhere near. Yeah, they're the ones that spend a whole lot less.
Of course, the biggest part of the care is the staff. The Assembly version specifies that at least 60% of revenue goes towards paying nurses, while the Senate version says at least 40%.
Give me some fist in the air or something. Come on.
That's good news either way for SEIU 1199, the largest healthcare union in the nation. It rallied several weeks ago outside the Rosa Copeland Living Center, a nonprofit nursing home in Gettysville that will soon be taken over by a for-profit nursing home chain. Marshall Bertram is a union organizer.
So we want to provide a system in New York State that holds owners accountable, that makes sure we have the care hours that residents need to feel at home, to feel safe, and to be taken care of.
Yet New York nursing homes, two-thirds of which are for-profit, claim the cap will put them out of business.
So you just say, well, you know, nursing homes can close. It's not a problem. It is a problem.
Michael Balboni is executive director of the Greater New York Healthcare Facilities Association. He's also a former New York State legislator. Balboni says New York nursing homes are already hurting for money. The state has the largest gap in the nation, $55 per day, between what it reimburses nursing homes to care for a Medicaid resident and what it actually costs to care for that resident.
Nobody makes money on Medicaid. And again, the irony of talking about, quote, reforms, when you're not talking about additional resources, is that you're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
But many nursing homes are only making themselves appear to be hurt for cash, says Richard Mollett. He's executive director of the Long-Term Care Community Coalition, a New York City-based group that advocates for nursing home residents. Mollett points to a Kaiser Health News analysis from 2017 that found nearly three-quarters of U.S. nursing homes use something called related party transactions.
Meaning that they transact with companies that they themselves own, for goods and services.
So a nursing home owner may own their building under a separate company and pay rent to themselves, or hire their spouse's company for cleaning services. A New York State Attorney General report found some nursing homes transferred funds to related parties instead of investing in staffing and PPE during the pandemic. In one case before the pandemic, a nursing home owner diverted $14 million to his own companies and relatives during a three-year period.
And as a result of that, nursing homes, you know, they come to our legislators and the governor and they say, oh, we are operating on razor thin margins, or we have even a negative balance. But in fact, that is not accurate, because the money is being pulled away.
Legislators like Gottfried say the profit cap will keep some money away from related party transactions.
I want people who are put in a nursing home to be in a facility that is run by people who are motivated by caring for them and who carry out that motivation by putting their money where their motivation is and spending the money we give them on patient care and not siphoning it off through paper corporations and other gimmicks to themselves or their friends.
As of Wednesday, neither the Senate or Assembly had acted on each other's version of the profit cap bill. The deadline for the state budget is today. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.